That's the sound of one of several small pilot holes being drilled into the base of a 300-year-old tree on Franklin near Edward Street. It's more than 6 feet across, so there's enough space around the bottom for about 3 dozen holes, and each one gets a specially designed plug.
There's a small white rubber septum. That's what we pierce with our needle to penetrate into the tree.
Rob Gordon is the director of urban forestry for ArborJet, one of 3 companies lending their expertise free of charge to try and save the old sycamore. The plugs, he says, provide a tight seal and help ensure that ArborJet's pressurized chemicals are administered at the proper depth.
We're going to be tapping into the tree's own vascular tissue. They have tissue much like our arteries and veins. And we're going to tap into that tissue and we're going to inject our chemistry into the tree to protect the tree from within.
Gordon says the tree is infected with a leaf and twig disease known as anthracnose, which weakens it and makes it more susceptible to pests and disease.
The spores from the disease are actually present in the fall, so treatment now makes sense. And then we'll be coming back in the early spring before the leaves come out and making another application then.
Even though the tree is massive, Gordon says by injecting the treatment, all that's needed is a total of 2 liters of chemicals and water.
It's the difference between an IV in the hospital and giving you medicine that you put in your mouth. It's a very different system. So we're going direct into the veins.
Which, he says, also makes it safer for people, their pets, and wildlife.
One of the things that makes this methodology unique is that it is very self-contained, so therefore it's an environmentally friendly solution to protecting trees. Nothing is in the soil, nothing is in the water, nothing is in the air, nothing is sprayed.
Along with ArborJet, Site One Landscaping and Draves Tree Service are also donating their services, equipment, and materials, which Gordon says has a value of several $100s. But he says the tree is irreplaceable.
There are precious few what we call champion trees. There's a tree in Michigan that's an ash tree that's 86 inches in diameter that we're protecting. I was just at a champion cottonwood tree in the deserts of Arizona that is 45 feet in diameter the other day. We're not protecting that tree, but to look at a tree of that size gives us an inkling of what this country was like before we harvested all of these trees and planted crops. So there are very few of these really monster trees around, and I think it's our obligation to preserve them for the future.
City forester Ross Hassinger says the company's generous donation is greatly appreciated.
We're very thankful to these folks for taking on this project and protecting this tree.
Chris Kay at WBFO News.